This is VOA News. I'm Christina Menenti. The worldwide technology outages caused by CrowdStrike will take time to repair. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Down Detector, which tracks user-reported disruptions to the internet, recorded that many services across the world have been affected by the outage. Cyber expert James Bohr told the AP real harm would be caused by the outage because systems we've come to rely on at critical times are not going to be available.
We've got all of these critical systems. We've got, obviously, hospitals, airlines, banks. I've heard that there's emergency services involved. All of these systems need manual interaction to fix them. We're probably talking millions of computers.
They're going to be deaths because of this. It's inevitable, Bohr adds. We've got so many systems tied up. I'm Charles de Ledesma, London.
The World Court said on Friday that Israel's 57-year occupation and settlement policies and exploitation of natural resources in the Palestinian territories were in breach of international law. Presiding judge of the International Court of Justice, Nawaf Salam.
Consequently, the court considered that these policies and practices amount to annexation of large parts of the occupied Palestinian territory.
The court has also ordered Israel that it must vacate the Palestinian territories and pay reparations. Palestinian Foreign Minister Riyad al-Maliki.
All states and the UN are now under obligation not to recognize the legality of Israel's presence in the occupied Palestinian territory and to do nothing to assist Israel in maintaining this illegal situation.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said on Friday that the Jewish people cannot be considered occupiers in their historic homeland. For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. A Russian court has convicted Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich on espionage charges. VOA's Steve Miller has more as the reporter is sentenced to 16 years in prison.
The conclusion of Gershkovich's swift and secretive trial in a country's highly politicized legal system perhaps clears the way for a prisoner swap between Moscow and Washington. Gershkovich, his employer, and the U.S. government vehemently deny the charges. State Department deputy spokesperson Verdant Patel on Thursday declined to discuss negotiations about a possible exchange, but said, quote, "We have been clear from the get-go that Evan did nothing wrong and should not have been detained," end quote. Russian President Vladimir Putin hinted earlier this year that he would be open to swapping Gershkovich for Vadim Krasikov, a Russian serving a life sentence for the 2019 killing in Berlin of a Georgian citizen of Chechen descent. Steve Miller, VOA News.
AP correspondent Rita Foley reports Chicago is getting ready to host the Democratic National Convention.
Milwaukee, which hosted the Republican National Convention, has wrapped up its week in the national spotlight with lessons for Chicago, which hosts the Democratic National Convention next month. Like Milwaukee, Chicago has been preparing for months, including a controversial move to relocate a large camp for homeless people. The crowds in Chicago are expected to be much bigger. Activists predict tens of thousands of people will show up at demonstrations. Chicago police have been getting additional training. Milwaukee Police Chief Jeffrey Norman has some advice. Get lots of sleep, drink lots of water, make sure you understand your roles. The Democratic National Convention begins August 19th. I'm Rita Foley.
United States Secretary of State Antony Blinken spoke at the Aspen Security Forum and said the peace deal between Israel and Hamas was getting very close to being secured.
We have an agreement to the framework the president put out by both Israel and Hamas. The question now is finishing the negotiation of some critical details. But there remain some issues that need to be resolved, that need to be negotiated. We're in the midst of doing exactly that.
Blinken said while it is critical they get the peace deal sorted, the important part is making sure that there's a clear plan for what follows. A total of 105 people have been killed in Bangladesh as police crack down on unrelenting student-led protests against government job quotas despite a ban on public gatherings, Agence France-Presse said on Friday, citing hospitals. Earlier today, telecommunications were also disrupted and television news channels went off the air. Authorities had cut some mobile telephone services the previous day to try to quell the unrest. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.